And welcome back to Pop Topic. We're here to discuss the second week of June for 2020. And of course, I'm your co-host, Quentin Philipson. And with me is a good friend of mine and a good friend of Logan Paul, since he helped him loot a mall a few days ago, Alexander Welling. How are you doing this week?
Let's redact that statement. For those of you that don't know, I was simply just watching the raid. I did not loot a mall. I was simply watching it, recording it, like my boy Jake Paul, probably you Jake Paulers out there. But I got lucky, and they haven't figured out yet that I was recording, and I am not being charged with anything.
Perfect. I'm glad to clarify that you're just one of the viewers there.
Yes, exactly. Why would I be stupid enough to loot anything? Come on, guys.
All right. Well, I'm glad we got that clarification, but aside from watching people loot Alex, anything new going on in your life?
No, nothing really. Just, you know, kind of living that same old boring life. I can't play that Civ 6 life, so unfortunately, I'm just stuck doing what I'm doing.
Well, that is very unfortunate. I, on the other hand, have been living the Civ life, so it's been pretty great on my end. I'm going to look it up right now, actually. I've had the game for about a week and a half, and I've played for 44 hours already. So, you know, not too bad.
Can we say a little bit of an addiction?
A little bit. My girlfriend is annoyed by it in more ways than one. She also got the game, but for some reason it booted her out a few days ago and says she no longer has it. So she has been in a battle with Epic Games to get this game back because she would much rather play it with me than just watch me play.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so she's not loving this so far. That's pretty much all I've been doing. That or movies is pretty much the two things. I saw Jaws for the first time, believe it or not.
Really?
I might have saw it when I was a kid. I'm sure I did. I saw a Jaws movie, but I'm pretty sure it was like Jaws the Revenge or Jaws 3.
Okay.
It could have been number one. I remember it being horrible, so I'm pretty sure it was one of the other ones. And then I saw my first Charlie Chaplin film today, actually. So, you know, it's been a week of new things. I also got my first Civilization 6 win. You know, 44 hours, I finally won a game. So, you know, at least it wasn't a total waste of my time. But, Alex, you on the other hand, you don't have Civ. Anything new? Have you been watching anything? Doing anything?
I've been watching some movies. I rewatched The Dark Knight yesterday, which, of course, is in my top 10 for best movies ever made. So, shout out to The Dark Knight. Oh, what a great movie. I'll be sure to write a review on it soon. And I watched the John Cena comedy Blockers, and it was surprisingly funny, considering it is a movie about a bunch of high school kids trying to lose their virginity. It's like a updated version of American Pie with parents that care a little more.
I'm actually glad he brought this up. It's so funny how you and my girlfriend, you guys are like one and the same. I'm basically dating you, but my girlfriend for the last 2 weeks has been like, you know what? I want to watch Cock Blockers or Blockers or whatever it's called.
Yeah.
And I just looked at her, went, this is the movie you're craving? You're craving Blockers? She has yet to pick it when it's her turn, thank goodness. But maybe it's better than I thought. But yeah, every day she's just randomly like, we should watch Blockers sometime. Maybe she wants to, you know, psychologically make me pick it for my turn. She doesn't want to waste her pick on Blockers. But she's been talking about that movie a lot, considering she's never even seen it. She's already a big fan of it. That's so funny how you're like, as soon as I said Blockers, I went, oh my fuck, I know that movie.
Hey, you know that movie.
I don't even know it as the John Cena movie. I know it as the movie my girlfriend keeps wanting to watch but never watches it.
Well, it's on Netflix now, so it's easy to catch.
That's probably why she keeps talking about it. Every time she's on her computer, she sees it and then reminds me of it.
Have you seen it yet?
No, I've yet to see it. I'm waiting till she picks it because I do not plan on seeing it myself.
That's fair enough. It's definitely how I put it as it's funny, awkward, but funny.
Yeah, I definitely imagine it's awkward. John Cena being one of the leads in a film.
Yeah, it's strange, but it works.
Now, do you think Bloodshot would have been better with Vin Diesel or John Cena?
I don't know. I haven't seen Bloodshot, but I heard it was awful.
See, those are the questions that haunt me at night.
Those are the questions that haunt you at night. That question haunts you at night.
Yeah, 2020 just been an absolutely horrible year, haunting everybody. But for me, what's on my mind is Bloodshot still.
Wow, okay. I didn't know the movie was that terrible.
I'm kidding. But, like, can we agree that 2020 is the worst year? We have had this insane police movement. It's been crazy. What happened to George Floyd? And then, well, you know, obviously COVID-19. Murder Hornets, they were a little phased, but, you know, we'll toss that in there too. And Bloodshot. Just four horrible things in one year.
Yeah, I mean, I'm up to five horrible things. So, I mean, I definitely feel that 2020 is a really bad year to be a human being.
What was the fifth thing that happened this year?
Oh, that was my personal stuff.
Oh, your personal stuff. Okay.
Yeah.
Wait, you're personally there. Oh, okay.
That's why I said I'm personally at five.
Well, the world's at four. You're personally at five. I guess I might be at three because I'll do like a negative one because I won a game of Civ 6. So that kind of negates a point. That redacts the Murder Hornets. That equalizes that.
Cancels out the Murder Hornets.
Yeah, it cancels it out.
Well, I guess I still got to worry about Murder Hornets then.
Yeah, for sure.
Oh, well.
Speaking of, obviously, the big incidents going on in these last few weeks. I feel like this week, has it gotten bigger for you? They finally released the full footage of what happened with George Floyd, and I feel like that got a lot more controversial with people. So I feel like this week, even compared to last week, it's been a lot crazier with everything going on.
Oh, yeah. Well, the world in general is just a crazy place, and, you know, it's only going to keep getting worse before it gets better, in my personal opinion.
Yeah, probably. It's just the start of June. Are you predicting something worse than what happened in May is going to come?
I don't think it'll be anything worse than what happened in May, but I still think 2020 is just going to continue delivering us gut shots.
So are you saying the final gut shot, it is February 2021, you think that 2020, the horror is over? Do you think they will announce Bloodshot as the best picture?
That sounds like a worse nightmare. That doesn't sound like a reality.
That is the final horror 2020 will bring.
For us movie buffs, how done would you be with movies if that happened?
Honestly, that'd be more like a meme. That would be pretty funny. It'd be better than, like, a mediocre movie getting it. Like, Bloodshot would just be a total troll by the Academy. At least that would be funny.
Okay, that's true, I guess. You got me there.
Yeah, so I'll give them that. Now, I'll also give Nickelodeon some credit here. Have you seen the tribute they made in response to the George Floyd and the Black Lives Matter movement?
I have not.
I actually was following this for the whole duration of it. The day before they announced they were going to do this. Obviously, I get the information about this on Facebook because of my obsession with SpongeBob last year during Pop Topic. I feel like Facebook just assumes I need to know about this. So I got this on the top of my feed. And yes, it was just Nickelodeon releasing a black screen during 8 minutes and 46 seconds in between their show. They just took a 9-minute break of their programming to just have a black screen with heavy breathing. Yes, they had a big title card on there that gave a brief explanation about what this was for, about the Black Lives Matter movement. And on the screen also says, "I can't breathe," for 8 minutes and 45 seconds on the screen. And believe it or not, people were not too pleased about this.
Really?
Yeah, there were plenty of parents online criticizing Nickelodeon for making them discuss what's going on with their child because they were confused.
Oh, poor parents.
And I was like, if you have an issue with it, couldn't you just turn the TV off for 9 minutes?
Right?
Like, if you really, really don't want your kid to know about it. I obviously, I'm not a parent, so maybe I'm not aware of this, but I have two younger kids. I kind of know what to do with a child. You turn the TV off, you give them a bag of Doritos, and they forget about it. They're not going to remember it in 10 minutes. They're children. Maybe my family's just stupid, but I'd forget something like that if I was a kid.
As a parent, you know, you should just spend time with your kids. Maybe spend time with your kids rather than letting them draw their brain cartoons.
Yeah. Yeah, or spend time with them, you know. Eat the bag of Doritos with them. Or, you know, maybe just explain what's going on to them. It's kind of important, and I think it was great for Nickelodeon to realize they are a perfect company to address this for the future generation. I thought that was cool how it was them taking their part. On social media, they explained why they did this, and it was because they want the future generation to not make the mistakes that people from the older generation are doing as police officers. And I thought that was really cool how Nickelodeon really is, you know, sticking their neck out against some of their fan base and, you know, doing something like this. It did get a lot of hate, but it also got a lot of praise. And I actually think, you know what, for a company like Nickelodeon, if you're not selling any SpongeBob Nikes, what else are they doing? They might as well get some social media buzz.
Yeah, I mean, who needs a pair of SpongeBob Nikes right now when, you know, all we're really talking about is black Instagram screens everywhere. So might as well air a message for I don't know why they chose 9 minutes, but yeah, 9 minutes.
No. Well, it was 8 minutes and 45 seconds because that's how long George Floyd had his neck pressed until he died.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay, I guess that makes sense.
Yeah. Probably makes a lot more sense. That'd be really funny if they just had a big fishbowl with a bunch of numbers inside, and then they like stuck their hand into the raffle and they pulled one out and they said, "All right, guys, 64 minutes. And someone's like, "Actually, that's over an hour long of a black screen. Could we redraw?" Okay, redraw. 9 minutes. Oh, yes. Perfect.
Just like a freaking lottery system on the video is going to be. That's great.
Yeah. They should do that with all decisions. Just how long are we going to do this ceremony? Let's raffle it off. Let's figure it out. But no, they actually had a method to their madness.
You know what, Nickelodeon? You're brilliant. We love you, Nickelodeon. We love you.
Yeah, we're definitely big Nickelodeon stans. I think... Who's going to be in our... Should we figure this out right now? Who's in the Mount Rushmore of Pop Topic? Obviously, Antonio Brown is like the forefront face.
Yes.
And then Justin Bieber. Is he still kind of relevant for us?
I don't know. I feel like we had one story on him, but yet it just
keeps but we can't forget about him. That's true. And then is SpongeBob, are we having a animated figure's face? Is he on the Mount Rushmore?
Yes, of course. Yeah, SpongeBob.
And then the fourth one. Who's the fourth one? Meghan Markle? I'm trying to think of who else we talk about a lot.
Jake Paulers. Oh, maybe Joe Exotic.
Both of them are pretty good. But I also feel like we need a female representative on the Mount Rushmore. You know, Mount Rushmore, it's so male heavy. We have a iconic female, Carol Baskins. She's a good one.
Yes.
And then Meghan Markle. I don't know. We'll keep our eye out. We'll figure out who the Mount Rushmore is over the course of 2020. Hey, maybe it's Vin Diesel, you know. I keep talking about Bloodshot.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, yeah. Vin Diesel is climbing up the rankings.
That's right. I would hate to be the one that makes Vin Diesel a thing. Let's drop that. Speaking of the Nickelodeon tribute. We also discussed Black Mirror a few weeks ago and how they weren't making any episodes for season 6 for the time being because things are too sad and upsetting. But Alex, there is an update for this, and they have made season 6. And they season 6...
Dun, dun, dun.
And season 6 is actually released. It was a surprise. It was released months ago. They informed us today that they released it that long ago. And they told us that 2020 is season 6 of Black Mirror.
What?
Yeah.
I'm so confused.
They have just released mirrors out on the streets, you know, by when you're waiting for the buses. They got that mirror on the side of the walls. And they just have tons of mirrors out there right now that say, take a look at Black Mirror. And then you'll look into it, and it's just a reflection of the world. And Black Mirror has come out to say that this is their advertisement for season 6. It's already released.
That is so lazy.
Yep, so we are currently living in season 6.
We are living in season 6 of Black Mirror. That is a weird one. I did not expect that.
All right, so first episode was Kobe, right? And then second episode was COVID-19.
Something like that.
Then we had Murder Hornets. That's a smaller episode.
Yeah.
Bloodshot could be an episode, depending on if you're me or not. And then, obviously, hashtag Black Lives Matter. That's 5, maybe 4. There's 6 episodes a season, so are we expecting 2 more big things to happen in 2020?
Well, I mean, the whole Joe Exotic thing was kind of big.
That's true, but that was already a Netflix original. That was just a special treat for us.
That is kind of true, yes. Yeah.
Now, the news we have about Joe Exotic this week might be a Black Mirror episode. It's truly haunting, but I think this is great. You know, Black Mirror... they don't have plans for season 6 for a while, so why not make a joke that this is season 6? So if that's the case, should they continue this joke and have the next actual season they release be called season 7? And they just pretend season 6 was this?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think that's what's going to happen.
Yeah, I thought this was funny marketing for Netflix. That's classic. But, you know... how effective is this marketing to have a mirror that you would have at a bus stop when, you know, it's COVID? I don't know how many people are using buses. So maybe like 100 people are going to see this advertisement. But, you know, it's online. It's there for the jokes. All right. So it's the year 2020. What better time than now to discuss... what would be the 2009 hit Glee? Am I right?
Why am I not surprised? Of course, something old comes back into our lives.
Yeah, you know, out with the old, in with the new. No, not 2020. 2020 is all in with the old. We're bringing stuff back. And yeah, who would have thought Glee, a drama show, is randomly just going to bring up drama? And randomly... we just have every single person involved with the show accusing Lea Michele for just being the absolute worst person to work with in the industry. We have the producers have come out and said she was the worst. Every actor and actress from the show came out and just said she was the worst. It was just a week of Lea Michele bashing. I don't know what happened.
Oh my goodness. Why am I not surprised?
Do you know much about Lea Michele? Do you think the reason why she hasn't been in any big films, aside from the show Glee, is because she's just absolutely horrible to live with?
Well, I know that's definitely one of the ways that people can destroy their film careers.
Yes. So are you saying one of the other actors, they probably were trying out for a role, right? Okay. So the first person to come out, I believe... was the blonde female cheerleader that dates the wheelchair nerd. I'll be frank with you. I saw the premiere and then I stopped. So I apologies that I don't know anyone's names.
Yeah, I'll be frank with you. I've never seen Glee.
Okay. I've seen the Glee Project, that counts, but I have not seen Glee. And so I believe it was that blonde cheerleader that came out first and said, she is the worst, she is horrendous, none of us liked her. And then all of a sudden everyone was like, yeah, that's right, thanks for bringing back those memories from 11 years ago, she was a bitch. And everyone just started shitting on her. So what you're saying is, theoretically, the blonde girl was auditioning for a role for a movie that's coming up in 2023 or something, and when she was told, okay, you know, not the direction we're looking for, thanks, blonde cheerleader girl that dates the wheelchair guy, but we're going to go a different direction. And when she asked, oh, what direction are we going with? They went, oh, we're leaning towards your co-star from Glee, Lea Michele. We think she'd be a good fit for this role. And is that why she's out there making sure she doesn't get any more jobs in film?
Yes, that sounds like exactly what happened.
Perfect. Now, do you think they actually had an episode about this on Glee? This feels like a total Glee storyline.
This sounds like some either high school or junior college kind of drama that would definitely go on.
The blonde girl's like, I want to roll in the play, but Lea Michele got it from me, I'm going to sabotage. Yeah, this seems like maybe season 3 or 4 when they're slowly starting to run out of ideas. I don't know. I shall binge the show and see if I can spot the episode. I think the funniest part was, you know what, all the other actors and actresses, maybe they're just friends with the blonde girl more, but I do love how the producer just comes out and just shits on her. That was my favorite part.
Right?
It's great. I have two main stories from this, and that was the original accusation and the producer calling them out. I am not joking, Alex. There's like 6 layers to the story. We're just not going to delve into all of them because that would be a whole podcast. But there's a lot that happened this week with Glee.
Jeez. Who would have thought Glee would have came back on the map in 2020?
I was scrolling through all the news feeds and I saw the first Glee story, and I thought, that must be an old one. That's pointless. No one cares about that. And I just kept going, scrolling down, and I kept finding more and more. And I was thinking, what is going on with this? Like, why is this trending? And just half the stories I found was about this Glee scandal, which was Leah's a bitch. I could tell you from the first episode she was a bitch. Like, she totally comes off as super rude. So I don't know why this was a big story, but, you know. And then when I went on Google, when you type in Glee, the suggestion list for Google, the first one is Glee cast, which is very nice. And then the second one is Glee deaths.
Yeah.
Is Glee known for having many characters die?
Well, Glee had that one actor, Corey Monteith, for yes, whatever his name was, that died.
Yes, but was there more? Though it says deaths, so I didn't know if people died in the show or if more actors died.
I don't know if there's been more.
Yeah, there must have been. Yeah, that's the one I knew about. Okay, well, yeah, it must be real world deaths. For a second, I thought it was Game of Thrones. And I was like, wait, did Glee, like, run out of ideas? Instead of singing, they just started having them kill each other in the show?
That would have been a much better show to watch.
I would have dragged myself through the first few seasons to get to those seasons. That would have been good.
Yeah, I would have watched that too.
Yeah, that would have been really good.
Oh, well.
Oh, well is right. Well, we have Alex's best friend and mine. You know what? I'm a big fan of him. Honestly, a little bit of an inspiration for this podcast. I remember starting it, I was thinking, okay, it's going to be a podcast where we just discuss news about Justin Bieber and Jake Paul. And for the first time in Pop Topic, making his debut appearance on the 1-year anniversary of Pop Topic is Jake Paul finally getting a story here, as there was a viral video of him vandalizing a mall. And he says he wasn't looting. He was just there at the mall at the exact same time everyone else was looting, and he was just caught up in it.
Well, of course. I mean, what else are you going to say?
Is the perfect explanation for a crime. You broke down. Like, it's just, it's the perfect excuse. Every child does this. It's a classic. every kid, when they get their book of Excuses 101, it's one of the first pages to the book where you knock over a cookie jar or you break your mom's favorite vase and your parents walk in and you just go, oh, I didn't break this vase. I was just here when it happened. Like,
yeah. It randomly fell over.
Yeah, like, obviously, Eagle flew in here, was about to hit the vase. I try to beat it off. Instead, it hit my arm and it made me hit the vase. That's why there's a red mark on my hand. And then it flew away right when it heard the loud crash. I didn't do it.
Whoa, you beat off an eagle?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, geez. Yeah, that sounds about right. Thank you, Jake Paul, for totally not lying about what you were doing.
No. You know what? I say he's off the hook. You know what? That's a good excuse. Why not?
Did you hear that he now is facing criminal charges?
It does not surprise me. I feel like anyone in that situation... Actually, no, it does surprise me. How could they not believe his story? That doesn't make any sense.
Well, his charges are a simple trespassing charge. So nothing to get caught in your knickers about.
Obviously that makes sense. Now, do you think he is going to deflect? I was just walking by. I didn't do anything. And then 5 days later, we're going to get a YouTube video of Jake Paul going, I tricked the cops and said I didn't vandalize. And it's going to be like a video of him vandalizing and then him tricking the cops and laughing and thinking this is funny.
Oh, yeah, probably.
And then we'll have an apology video a week later.
Which apology video do you think gets more views, him or his brother Jake? Or Logan, Jesus.
Yeah, I was going to say, his brother Jake, does this guy have multiple personalities?
Yes, it wouldn't surprise me.
Yeah, you know, I'm pretty sure Logan still takes the cake here. It depends on what he says in his apology video. Yeah.
I mean, I guess it's just because what Logan did was just so gosh darn stupid.
Now, to be fair, if in Jake's apology video he uses the phrase "all lives matter," I think that will be the icing on the cake, and I think that might get more views.
Oh my god.
So it all depends on what he says. We can't judge until the video.
He is out to get hurt.
Yeah, he could definitely butcher this video up. So yeah. He is on thin ice, my boy, Jake Paul. Thin ice. What do you think Jake Paul was doing there in the mall? Was he just watching?
I don't know. I think he just saw a group of people doing stupid shit, and he's like, yo, I'm the guy that does stupid shit. I need to get involved in this, and then he just jumped in.
He thought it was like a contest. He was just walking by, saw these people looting. He's like, man, that's stupider than what I was going to do today. I can't let myself be beat. So he started vandalizing even more.
Exactly.
I like it. They like spray painted on the wall. Fuck. And then he like went over with the spray pan and he was like, fuck the police. He always has to like take it one step further.
But when will it be that he takes it one step too far?
You know what? I think that's what we're discussing, Alex. I think we're discussing him taking it too far.
That is fair enough.
Yeah. I don't think we'd be I think we're the people, Alex, that talk about people taking it too far. That's our job.
Okay, that's fair.
That is what we are here to do. And speaking of someone taking it a little too far, we have a woman who decided to hose off a child's chalk art on the floor here.
Oh, lovely.
So there was a child that was just drawing, you know, with chalk, that as a child would do on a sidewalk.
I've seen this video.
And a woman just hosed off. And her reasoning was because it's a mess. You know, it's just all like the drawings all over the place. What's it doing here?
I don't know. I do not know. Wait, what was the question again?
Oh no. The question is, what's this woman doing? I didn't have a question, but that is my question.
This woman is standing up to her rights to spray chalk off pavement.
Now, do you think she just really didn't like the drawing? Like, was this just a really ugly drawing?
Yeah, she probably saw the drawing. It was just like, this wasn't done by a professional chalk drawer. I'm going to erase this from everybody's heads so they don't have to see it ever again.
Was that it? She was like, hey, Vincent Van Gogh didn't draw this.
Exactly. It's pronounced Van Gogh.
I'm trying to think of artists that I can make a pun with chalk, but I'm having a little difficulty. Chalk's art? Mose Chalk? Is that a better one?
I don't know.
I know Mozart is a musician, but, you know, I was just, you know, yeah, grasping at straws here. I don't know much about art.
Yeah, neither do I.
All right, we'll just go with that then. But yeah. Yes, you know, not professionally done. Why are we having this in our neighborhood? Maybe, you know, looking at this woman, not making any accusations or assumptions, but maybe she just has a Tinder date ready to come over in a few hours, and she just really wants to impress him. She wants to have a good start to the date, and she does not want to start the conversation with, wow, you live in a neighborhood with ugly chalk drawings? So maybe she's just really trying to impress him.
Yeah, I could see it.
Now, do you think the other option could be an attack against the mother? Maybe the mother was having a party with all the other female neighbors in the neighborhood, and she didn't get the evite. And she went, oh yeah? Well, I'm going to wash your daughter's drawings. How about that?
Oh my goodness, I didn't think of it like that.
Yeah, it's a good comeback.
This could be an attack on someone else. Oh my god.
That's right. Man, what a weird thing to do. I don't know. I don't even wash the sidewalks. I've never washed sidewalks. I didn't even realize you were supposed to. I kind of just assumed the god himself just washes it down when it rains. I thought that's what the rain was for, to wash chalk. But no, you know, people actually wash the sidewalks, I guess. Now, there could be a third option here. So the first option, we're trying to fit the pieces of this chalk together, Alex. So the first option, you know, she has a Tinder date coming over, and she wants to make sure the place is spotless in her house and in outside. Option number two, the mother didn't give her an evite to a social gathering of sorts, and she, you know, wanted to take some anger out. Or number three, the neighborhood bully had 20 extra bucks to spare, and he offers this older woman $20 to wash this girl's chalk so he can record it. This is him recording it, and now they're all gonna make fun of this girl at school.
Option number four. This is a plan by the girl and the old lady to become famous over a viral video.
Oh yes. Do you think that's her mother?
I think that might be her mother.
Yeah. Her mother's washing the chalk. It's not just some random neighbor.
Yes.
Ooh, I like the fourth option.
And this is all a scheme to become viral.
Perfect. Or do we think it is option number five, and it is the police that released this video so they can try not to get as much attention on them?
Oh dang, that's that is a very hot take. I like that.
Neither of these people exist. These are all puppets. This is all CGI'd in there. They used half their budget to make this video to fake us out.
Okay. Or is it option number six, where Jake Paul is the one that's filming it because he needs stupid content, and this seems like it's a little bit more stupider?
No. Jake Paul was just there. He was not involved at all. He was just walking by and saw it.
Okay, you know what? You're right. Yes.
Yeah.
It was a stupid option.
All we know is there's plenty of options for this. Who knows where this is going?
Plenty of option, guys. How about you tell us which option it is?
That's right. Now let's talk about, obviously, not the biggest story. The biggest story out there with all the movements and raids, and honestly, our hearts go out to everything that's going out there. But definitely not the biggest, but possibly the most trending. I don't know about you, Alex, but I have seen nothing but people talking about this. This is the reunion slash finale of Tiger King that we've really needed.
Mm-hmm.
Carol Baskins is now owner, is now the proud owner, or not so proud, that's up for debate, of Joe Exotic's zoo.
Oh my god.
Have you not come across this story yet?
I have not come across this.
Oh my gosh, I am shocked. I have, this was before I even looked up news for this week, just on my feeds and everything. It was people talking about this. But it is true. Carol Baskins, the one who we thought, we talked about Tiger King a few months ago, and on the podcast we discussed, man, Carol Baskins might be in hot water from this documentary. She might be in trouble. They're looking into the possible murder of her former husband. You know, we're about 100% sure that she killed him, so she might be in trouble here. Fear not if you're a Carol Baskins fan, as you guys might know, I am. I love my girl Carol Baskins. Clearly she murdered her ex-husband, but still, huge fan of Carol Baskins, with that aside.
Right.
Yeah, my queen, Carol, owner of Florida's Big Cat Rescue, is now also the owner of Joe Exotic's zoo.
That is some crazy news.
It's truly, truly bizarre and crazy in every way. The story keeps going crazy. They should do a bonus episode just for this. I'm sure Netflix is already on it, to be honest with you, but truly a treat for the masses. It was originally owned by Jeff. You know, didn't murder his wife or anything, but truly the worst character from the show. He owned the zoo after Joe. And, you know, he got into some hot water. They found out about some horrible things that he has done, to no surprise by any. And he is now in some trials, and I believe getting some repercussions for this. So the zoo got sent off, and the federal judge has decided to grant Carol Baskins control of it. What an ending here. I don't know how the Carol slash Joe story continues, but it really does.
It seems to be a never-ending story.
It never does. They should do a documentary of every year that happens in their lives. They seem to be such huge characters here. Man, truly love them both. Now, do we think the story's over? Do we think in 5 more months, me and you, Alex, are going to sit back down and I'm going to go, well, dog, it happened again?
Oh, you and I both know the story ain't over.
Okay, so should we do a little place bets here, okay?
Yeah, yeah.
All right. So how about we each predict 3 things that will happen? We'll go one at a time here. And if any of those stories, whichever one of those 3 stories each is released, the other one gets them a beer.
Okay, I'm down for
that. A nice, simple beer bet. Beer bet, I like that.
Beer bet, very simple.
Yep, go to a bar, they pick out a beer, we buy it for them. Let's see if we can predict what story is coming up next in the lives of Joe Exotic and Carol Baskin. The wildest, the better, right? I'll go first.
Okay.
Joe Exotic escapes jail with a spoon.
Okay, I like that.
All right. You got one?
Yeah, I got one. Joe Exotic is exonerated from his prison sentence by President Trump.
Oh, like Trump helps him get out?
Yes.
Nice. Like he'll go to the courtroom and plead him safe, not guilty?
Yep.
All right. I think Carol Baskin, her current husband, Howard, will mysteriously vanish, and there'll be absolutely no traces of it.
You know, this is funny because my second story was around Carol Baskins, too.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. So I believe that Carol Baskin's first husband will be discovered, and Carol will be charged with his murder.
Oh, sorry. I thought you were going to say, like, they'll find him. Like, he's just been chilling in the Bahamas for the last 10 years listening to, like, he's watching the Tiger King documentary. He's like, glad I left that bitch.
No. They find his body.
I was going to say, Alex, if that wins, I'll get you two beers. That'd be the wildest story ever. The Damn dude's it. Just chilling. That'd be great.
Damn it.
Man, I kind of want to pick that now, but no, that'd be stealing your... kind of stealing your idea. All right. All right. Joe Exotic tries to slip someone $3,000 in jail to kill Carol Baskins while he's in jail.
All right. I like that. That's not as crazy as where I'm going to go with my story.
Oh, man. I was trying to go nuts. Sorry. What do you got?
I'm going to go nuts on this one. All right. So the world is going to turn into so much of an apocalypse that a group of fans of Joe Exotic will round up a group of large tigers, or big cats, as you would call them. They are going to raid the jail where Joe Exotic is kept under surveillance, and they are going to set him free by destroying the jail and breaking him out.
You know what? That's a two beer worthy call right there. If that happens, I'll get you two beers for that one.
Yes, got a two beer story.
That's right, and hopefully one of these happens by the end of 2020, and that could be the finale of this Black Mirror season.
Absolutely, we predicted the future. Ooh, what a Black Mirror episode!
But there we go, we have it here. So Alex is predicting Trump will free Joe Exotic. Carol Baskin's husband remains. Not himself in Miami. He will be found and she will be arrested. Or Tiger fans will release Joe Exotic himself from prison. Those are Alex's bets. Mine is Joe Exotic will escape jail, hopefully with a spoon. We have Carol Baskins killing off Howard in a very similar fashion, maybe raising some red flags. And the third one being Joe Exotic tries to slip some money over to somebody from jail so they kill Carol for him.
I like these predictions.
You know, I think we nailed them. I think all six of these could happen.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, watch them all happen and then we each just basically buy each other beers. Oh, except you'll get four and I'll get three, so that makes it a bit better for you.
Yes, binge drinking. That's what we're teaching the kids.
Yes, but if these six stories all do happen, I'll have three beers, you'll have four beers, and we'll have six great stories to tell on the podcast.
That is true.
All right, well, that is it on my end here. Alex, what do we have going on for sports?
Awesome. Well, welcome back to Alex's sports segment. We actually have a story. Congrats. So do you remember who Colin Kaepernick is?
Is he Antonio Brown's bitch boy? I don't know.
No, he is not. I thought you might have heard of him just because he was such a big thing back in 2016.
Definitely not. We did do Pop Topic back then. I am immune to anything that we don't discuss in Pop Topic.
All right, fair enough. So Colin Kaepernick, he's a former NFL quarterback that famously in 2016 sat during a national anthem. When asked about it after the game, he said that he wasn't going to respect a flag that stood for killing black people.
Wow.
And that caused a whole big movement in 2016, and basically Colin Kaepernick for the rest of that season decided to kneel during the national anthem, was joined by I'd say a good chunk of his NFL peers, and he even seeked guidance from a United States Marine officer in regards to whether or not kneeling would disrespect the anthem. So that is his brief story. Now we come to 2020, which happened a couple days ago, in response to all the riots that are going on. Drew Brees, he's a current NFL quarterback, actually a very good one, is in the record books for quite a different amount of records. So you safe to say a very noteworthy NFL quarterback comes out and says that he received backlash for making statements regarding saying he will never agree with anybody disrespecting the flag of the United States of America. Now, this he went on to continue saying that he has love and respect for his teammates that are and he stands with them in regard to fighting racial equality and justice. But he also stands with his grandfather, who risked his lives for the country, and countless other military men and women who do it on a daily basis. Now, he received numerous amounts of backlash from everyone around the sports world. I'm sure you've heard of LeBron James. He called him a coward. This has basically turned into Brees becomes a scapegoat. His current teammate, Malcolm Jenkins, went on to state in a video that our communities are under siege and we need help. And what you're telling us is don't ask for help that way. Ask for it a different way. I can't listen to it when you ask that way. We're done asking, Drew. And people who share your sentiments, who express those and push them throughout the world, the airwaves, are the problem. So he's basically saying that people like Drew are the problem for saying that players can't express their rights against America for the racial undertones that it's in by kneeling for the flag, because Drew is a believer in people shouldn't be disrespecting the flag whatsoever. So, of course, Drew has now come out and apologized for his comments and was really taken aback by all the controversy he made. And just to put an icing on the cake, Donald Trump even made a tweet into this story that basically says Drew Brees shouldn't have apologized for his statement regarding kneeling during the national anthem. Now, Donald Trump was very famously quoted during the 2016 portion of the story by saying any player that kneels during the national anthem should be fired. So what are your thoughts on this story?
Just so I get the full understanding, is Drew Brees Caucasian?
Drew Brees is Caucasian, yes.
Okay. Yeah, it obviously makes it different. See, I am of the opinion, might be a hot take, that everyone in this situation is wrong. Mostly because I just think it's kind of up to interpretation. I don't see the big deal in making a statement about that. I think, you know what? If that is the statement Colin wants to make, he did it, and that's awesome. And I'm for that. I think it's if you have a reason for something, then do it. And I don't think the flag is this holy matrimony. You know, as a very proud American, clearly we're both Canadian, so flag probably doesn't mean as much to us. But like, both my parents are in the Canadian military. And if I saw somebody kneeling to the Canadian flag or just not standing up to it, I wouldn't be upset in any way. I would just go, okay, they probably have a reason for doing that. Maybe their legs are broken. I'm not going to judge them for not standing for a flag. So Colin had a very clear reason as to why he did it. Made all the sense in the world to me. And on the other hand, Drew being upset about that makes all the sense in the world to me as well, where he has a grandfather that is involved in that. I'm sure my parents, they would always stand to a flag. I don't think they would never sit because they have a connection to that, because that's what their work, they work for Canada. They work for the freedom. So I'm sure people all have different views on that. So Drew is allowed to say something like that, and that's not going to anger me. Oh, wow, how dare you have that opinion. But at the same time, Drew should be aware, maybe this isn't the right time to say this statement of mine. You know, this happened in 2016. He probably could have said that in 2016 or maybe 2017. But you know what? It's 2020 now, in the middle of this horrible event. Definitely not the right time to say it. But like, he's allowed to have that opinion. We're all allowed to have different opinions for something you know, like a flag. I'm not clearly as emotionally attached to Flag Alex, but what are your thoughts?
My thoughts are varied on this, actually. I think it'll be interesting to see how the next NFL season plays out. I read a joke on Twitter about how Drew Brees is going to need 10 offensive linemen this season to protect him now that he's basically gone against his teammates like this. But yeah, I think everyone is entitled to their own opinion. And I have my opinions. I have tried to keep as quiet as possible regarding my opinions around all this Black Lives Matters crap and everything, because I found that no matter what you say about the matter, people are going to have very strong backlash opinions to what you say. And that's simply why I've kept quiet about it. I don't really want to face any sort of backlash for any comments that I make. But yeah, you know, people are entitled to their opinions. Obviously, what happened is terrible. And there needs to be stuff that happens in regards to that, in regards to policing and whatnot, especially down in America. But at the same time, everyone is entitled to their own opinions. And if Drew has those opinions about the flag and how he shouldn't be supporting people that kneel to the flag, then that's his opinions. And unfortunately, that's if that bothers you, then that's kind of your problem.
Hold on, I just have a question here. Okay. You're laying in bed, maybe got your toesies under the blanket, you got your phone out, Alex, and you're on Twitter, and you just go, I'm going to make a little tweety tweet. I'm going to type out hashtag pick, Alex. Do you pick All Lives Matter or Black Lives Matter? What's your hashtag?
I feel like I would go with Black Lives Matter.
Okay. So you're allowed to have whatever opinion you want, but as long as if you're that hashtag, then we're good.
Yeah.
Everyone has different opinions on what's been going on, but hopefully we can get through this and get on to episode 5 of Black Mirror.
That's what we really want to see is episode 5 of Black
Mirror. I want to see the season over, to be honest with you.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, I love how season 4 had some, you know, pretty strong episodes that you can emotionally connect with. Season 5 had Bandersnatch, where you literally connect with it. You get to tell the story. Season 6, we're living in the story. I like how they're upgrading it. Season 7 is going to be... Actually, I don't know how you can up living in it.
Yeah, I don't know how you can upgrade that.
Season 7 is dying in the story. The whole world ends.
Well, then I guess it was nice knowing you, Quentin. By this time next year, we're all going to be dead.
That's right. Or whenever season 7 comes out. All right. Well, until next week then, we're going to give 8 minutes and 45 seconds of silence. I'm Quentin.
I'm Alex, and you can catch me bringing up old drama about SpongeBob in the next episode. Wait, are we actually given 8 minutes of silence?